আলহামদুলিল্লাহ আলহামদুলিল্লাহ রব্বিল আলামিন আসসালাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলা রাসূলিহিল কারীম আশহাদু আন লা ইলাহা ইল্লাল্লাহু ওয়াহদাহু লা শারীকা লা ওয়া আশহাদু আন্না মুহাম্মাদান আবদুহু ওয়া রাসূলু আম্মা বাদ আল্লাহুম্মা সাল্লি আলা মুহাম্মাদ ওয়া আলা আলি মুহাম্মাদ কামা সাল্লাইতা আলা ইব্রাহিম ওয়া আলা আলি ইব্রাহিমা ইন্নাকা হামিদুম মাজিদ اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله العظيم All praise is due to Allah سبحانه وتعالى Who created the heavens and the earth, to him is our return. He produces the first creation, then he will reproduce it, that you may regard with equity those who believe and do good. It is he who made the sun to be a shining glory, and the moon to be a light of beauty. Verily, in the alternation of the night and the day, and in all who fear him, in the alternation of the night and the day, and in all that Allah has created in the heavens and the earth, are signs for those who fear Him. It is they who are lost. It is they who are lost are those who do not rest their hope in the meeting of their Lord, but are pleased and satisfied with the life of the present. And those who heed not His signs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger call to the home of peace and guide whom Allah pleases to the straight way. He is the generous who sustains you from the skies and from the earth. He is the one who has power over hearing and sight, who brings out the living from the dead and the dead from the living, and who regulates and rules all affairs. And I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, who will not suffer the reward of the righteous to perish. To him belong unseen secrets of the heavens and the earth. To him goes back every affair for decision, and he is full of knowledge and wisdom. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his servant and final messenger, who brightens the darkness with his light, who was sent as a mercy for all nations, and who possess the best character and the best qualities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His blessings on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on his family, and on all believing men and women until the end of time. Ameen. My dear brothers and sisters, we say alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with another day, has given us the opportunity to witness this day so that we can reflect and make adjustments when we examine our past, so that we can try to do better in life. And having been present in this time of this pandemic that we are seeing and experiencing right now, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save us from this virus, that He will protect us, He will keep us safe, and He will put an end to this, inshallah. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reminds us in Suratul Anfal, Ayah number 24, when he says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم ولموا أن الله يحول بين المرء وقلبه وأنه إليه تحشرون. Sadaqallahul Azim. And when translated, it means, O you who believe, respond to Allah and His Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. And know that Allah comes in between you. And know that Allah comes in between a man and his heart. And that it is He who to whom you shall be guarded. Brothers and sisters, this ayah of the Quran states that the useful life is realized only by the response to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. Whoever does not show such response has no real life and has only the physical life, that which makes him on the same level as the animals. The good life is for the ones who respond to Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in deed and in heart. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, calls us to that which gives life. And many of the scholars of Islam interpret this in different meanings. It may mean the truth, it may refer to the Quran, which gives life to the heart and inspires spiritual happiness and true guidance. It may indicate the jihad in defense of Islam and Muslim land. But by this jihad, Muslims gain life, security, and power, without which they would be enslaved to the enemies and lose the real life of religious freedom. It may also refer to Al-Jannah, in which there will be the real and eternal life. This holy verse indicates all of these meanings. The truth, the scripture, the Holy Quran, the jihad, the paradise, the Jannah. The holy verse indicates all these meanings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger call to that which gives life of the faith, of the iman, the truth, the Holy Quran, the jihad, and the eternal life in the abode of peace. Then Allah states in this ayah that it comes between man and his heart. And there are different understandings of this statement. According to Ibn Abbas and others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala meant to say, respond to Allah and do not delay in that response. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the master of hearts, is the master of desires and wishes and affections. And this divine intervention means that the faithful are enjoined to be quick in response to the call of Allah and His Messenger. Or the meaning is that we must respond to the call in our innermost selves, lest our hearts should be by the delay of response hardened, and as a punishment of our rejection. May Allah cause them not to turn. My dear brothers and sisters, it is for us to be quick to the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the abode of peace in the hereafter. through an easy and simple way. You are in the present time between the past and the future. The faults and the wrongdoings of the past can be corrected by regret, repentance, and seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The wrong deeds of the future can be avoided by sincere intentions and resolution to avoid them with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is left to us is our present moment, to take care of it. And do not care about the past and the future. We must hasten in response to our Creator and take the opportunity of every moment of our present time and fill it with good. This present time that we are experiencing should give us more the reason to respond to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to respond to that which gives life, which gives life meaning, which gives life the reason to live. Hasten to the response in your Creator and take the opportunity of every moment of your present time and fill it with good. We should know what we know what is good and what is evil in the world, in the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the words of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But nothing invites to happiness and eternal success, but it is mentioned clearly in the Quran and in the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is in this time, in this present time, that we should pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us guidance, to give us the kind of guidance that will make us or get us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Creator. For there is no easier worship or act of worship that we can do in order to bring ourselves closer to our Creator than to supplicate and to make dua, to reach out to our Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once mentioned that there is no deed more noble than to supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this hadith was narrated by Imam At-Tirmidhi. So making supplication is a way to express our servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as His servants, we beg and ask Him to grant us His assistance and guidance. Making supplication is a source of guidance, and it gives us spiritual strength and resilience. And my dear brothers and sisters, one of the supplications that were taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when we translate it, it means, O Allah, I ask You for guidance, piety, chastity, and sufficiency. Hadith narrated by Imam Ibn Majah. So, we must prepare ourselves a provision in our limited days in this life that avails us in the long journey to the hereafter. We must seek an approach to to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the short span of our lives, so that we will gain everlasting happiness in an eternal life under the pleasure and presence of our Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are so fascinated by the sinful pleasures of this life, know that very soon they will come to a shameful end, and the consequences of pain and suffering will stick with us forever. When those who do not believe in Allah and the last day get sufficiency with this world, get you a sufficiency with Allah. If they rejoice over this world, get rejoice with Allah. If they take company of their dear ones, we must take company with our Lord and Creator. If they seek connection with the world's celebrities, we must seek connection with our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, get hold of five things before five things get hold of you: your youth before old age, your health before illness, your richness or your riches before you become poor, your leisure time before you become busy, and your life before your death. He also said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he who loves this present life does harm to his next life, and he who wishes exclusively the good of the hereafter will injure his present life. So prefer that which is everlasting over that which is impermanent. We have the choice and we have the opportunity whether we want to respond to Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or we want to respond to all that which glitters in this life. Certainly, when we pay attention to, or we try to understand the meaning of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he advises us to get hold of five things before five things get hold of us: our youth before we become old, in our youthful age we must strive to that which makes life meaningful. And like the scholars of Islam said in the beginning, it may refer to the truth. The truth, al-Islam. Or it may refer to the Quran. The Quran which gives life to the heart. When we are in a state where we think that nothing is going right, the thing that we should turn to, that which will make life meaningful to us is the Quran. That is the obligation that we have to the Quran, is that we read it, understand it with sincerity, and put it into practice in our daily lives. Whatever life has to offer, and whatever answers that we may be looking for in what life has to offer, we would find it in the Quran. So as we are going through this period of fear, and I use the word fear because many of us, we have this fear in us about the situation. But what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again reminds us in the Quran? That with every difficulty comes ease. With every difficulty comes ease. We have to put our trust in Allah. We have to reconnect with Him. Do not wait for Ramadan to make that connection. And I must say that Ramadan is very close to us. In about 5 months, 4 or 5 months from now, Ramadan will be here with us again. Many of us may not be fortunate. We may not be fortunate to be present for the next Ramadan. But we can make that connection starting today by responding to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to that which gives life. Take the Quran. We all have it in our homes. We walk with it to and from our workplace. Wherever we are, it is with us. And that is our phones. Utilize it. Reach out to Allah and ask Him for guidance. Ask Him to guide us onto that straight path, to show us that light that leads to the path of righteousness, to enable us the opportunity to do all that which is right and stay away from that which is wrong, to cleanse our hearts from anger into love, to allow us the opportunity to fulfill our obligations towards our Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to pay attention to our health before illness overcomes us. We have health, we have strength. Utilize it. Utilize it in the response to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not let time slip by and comes to us a time when we will regret. Make valuable effort in utilizing time. Your riches, your richness before you become poor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us, all of us. We have we are not dependent on anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever He has bestowed us with, the favor that He has blessed us with, we must show gratitude and respond to His call in utilizing that wealth, in helping those who are less fortunate than us. And in this time that we are experiencing right now, it is the opportune time for us to reach out to the less fortunate in our community. And there are many of them. There are many of them right now who needs assistance. And we must not waste this valuable gift that Allah has blessed us with and utilize it before poverty overcomes us. And our leisure time, in taking hold of our leisure time before we can become busy, again, time. We have so much time in our hands. And many of us say, well, I'm killing time. We cannot kill time. Time and tide waits on no man. And sometimes I have no time. I am too busy. Too busy to respond to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to perform our obligation to Him, so that we can be successful in this life and also be successful in the life hereafter. Allah has given us 24 hours of the day. He, our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 24 hours of the day. Some of us work for 8, some for 10. Some of us sleeps for 8, or sometimes more, or sometimes a little less. When we take work and sleep, 16 hours tops, 18 hours. So we still have 6 hours left. What do we do with that 6 hours? And if we calculate the time that we utilize to fulfill our obligations to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the course of one day, maybe an hour, so we still have 5 hours of the day to do whatever we want, kill time, still don't have time. Brothers and sisters, if this time that we are facing and we are experiencing now does not give us a wake-up message in responding to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then only Allah knows. Let us not waste time, invaluable time, in responding to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to that which gives life, to that which makes life meaningful. And then we reflect on what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and pay attention to your life before death overcomes you. You know that we will all die. We have to return to our Creator. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ زَائِكَةُ الْمَوْتِ. And every soul shall taste of death. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and every soul will be raised in the condition in which he dies. I want you to understand and reflect on the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And every soul will be raised in the condition in which he dies. Reflect upon it, brothers and sisters, when we waste valuable time, when we allow our desires to overcome when we allow ourselves to only focus on this dunya world and not reflect on understanding that we have to return from where we came. We are here only for a short time. No one knows in which land and what time and what day and what hour we will make our exit. Only Allah knows when that time will come. But we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow us the opportunity to be in a state of submission, to be in a state of iman, in a state of belief in his oneness and in the message of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when that time comes. So we pay attention to our life. What are we doing to make our life meaningful? To what gives our life purpose? We have to reflect. Not only be in a state of fear, for we only fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is whom we should have fear of. For he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqati wa la tamutuna illa wa antum muslimun. O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared, and die not except in a state of submission. In another couple of weeks, we will, as most of us tradition, we will be saying farewell to another calendar year in our lives. And we will be welcoming another new year. Have we given it thought? Have we ever given it thought that we may never be wrong for welcoming in a new year? Let us not just live life haphazardly, but let us live life with meaning in responding to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to that which gives us a purpose of living. Let us not wait until, like I said earlier, Ramadan comes, and then to make that connection. But let us start making that connection now. For in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the companions, the Sahabas, they used to start preparing for Ramadan 6 months before. To get them into that frame of mind of showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their creator, to have blessed them with the opportunity. We pray, Allahumma baligna Ramadan. We pray that Allah will allow us to reach Ramadan and to witness the next Ramadan. But what we should do is to make that connection now, before it is too late. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to the right way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire to us guidance and protect us from the evil of our own selves. May He cause us to grow in knowledge and cause not our hearts to deviate or go astray after He has guided us. May He, Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive us and the believing men and believing women. May He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unite our hearts and the hearts of all Muslims and set aright our affairs. May He help us in remembering Him and in thanking Him and in worshipping Him. May He, the most merciful of those who show mercy, disgrace us not on the day of resurrection. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياك وذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد بعدد من صلى وصام اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد بعدد من قال وقام وصل على جميع الانبياء والمرسلين وعلى عباد الله الصالحين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمه إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا عباد الله رحمكم الله ان الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون ولا ذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأزو وجل وتم وحم وأكبر.